Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Del cielo a tu corazón no puede haber una legua. Si gritas a yegua, San Pedro que es tu patrón, ha de salir al portón corriendo todas las trancas para que tú y tus potrancas entren allí sin golpear y en alegre galopar le trillen sus eras blancas. Y en alegre galopar le trillen sus eras blancas.
Tú que cultivas el trigo en las haciendas chilenas, tú el de las manos morenas de los pájaros amigo, tienes a Dios por testigo y en el santo tribunal de la corte celestial puedes decir con orgullo: la hostia que es cuerpo tuyo fue una espiga en mi trigal.
Tú que en el vértigo vas como en su trono los reyes, tú que tienes de los bueyes la mansedumbre y la paz, cuando mueras llegarás por un camino sin huellas al sitio en que las estrellas son como espigas de luces y la carreta en que cruces irá cargada con ellas y la carreta en que cruces irá cargada con ellas.
Tú que a la luna blanca podrías echar el lazo, cuidado con el porrazo si ese novillo se arranca. Llevas el tiento en el anca y es tanta tu gallardía que si encontraras un día al diablo en estos picachos, a la cincha por los cachos tu lazo lo amarraría. Hombres de ingenua canción, varones de valle y sierra, que tenéis como la tierra generoso el corazón. En la celestial mansión hay montes de azul color y potreros de verdor y bueyes de lomo blando para seguir trabajando las haciendas del Señor.
Para seguir trabajando las haciendas del Señor. Con firmes pasos de bronce,
raras conversaciones con los grillos y las piedras y las huidas canciones, con los grillos y las piedras y las huidas canciones.
Es mala la noche, amigo, y en el monte andan ladrones.
Buen viejo, me lo decía allá en el campo de Trojes, y un sobresalto rondaba por sus pupilas de azoye. Pero era buena la sombra, madura de oros y olores. ¿Miedo? Mi yegua era firme, y yo llevaba un revólver en el cinto, y en el pecho un ancho corazón de hombre.
Sin embargo, mi mano sobresaltóse. Cuatro jinetes venían pausados bajando el monte. Los vi recortarse negro contra las constelaciones. Y la estría de un lucero rieló sobre mi revólver. Y la estría de un lucero rieló sobre mi revólver.
¿Quién va? Los vi detenerse y mi voz multiplicóse. Cruzaba en ese momento un paso de angostos bordes. A la derecha el abismo, tinta o residuo de noche. Adelante los jinetes. A la izquierda, muro, el monte. Seguí avanzando en la sombra hacia las sombras inmóviles. Traspuesto el paso difícil, me tropecé con sus voces.
¿A dónde marcha el amigo?
Al pueblo de más al norte. Me esperan mi vieja madre y mis hermanos menores. Los dejé un día de marzo, 5 años van desde entonces. Ancha mi voz y serena, la suya opaca y de cobre. Miré brillar las pupilas en un fulgor de emociones.
Acompañaré al amigo hasta que trasponga el monte.
5 jinetes tomaron rumbo a las constelaciones. Bajaron 5 jinetes con firmes pasos de bronce. 4 pararon de pronto y el otro siguió hacia el norte.
Después de estrechar las manos tendidas de los 4 hombres,
después de estrechar las manos tendidas de los 4 hombres,
clareó más tarde en el cielo. Amanecer de limones, cerca maitenes y boldos, lejos Rancagua y sus torres, entre sus casas mi casa con ciruelos y parrones, y mi madre con sus ojos de mares y de horizontes. Detrás el recuerdo grande de un bandido que era un hombre.
Detrás el recuerdo grande de un bandido que era un hombre.
Okay, amigos, that was a little bit of this group, this band. I remember them when I was only about 5-6 years old. My mother used to listen to them all the time. This is a group called Los Cuatro de Chile. Los Cuatro de Chile, then it came on to the name Los Cuatro de Chile was given to the junta of the dictatorship that was taken, that took place in Chile in 1973. Yeah, because we are Los Cuatro, Cuatro meaning 4, of Chile, meaning like the junta, the dictatorship was the police, the army, the navy, and the air force. Cuatro, 4 representatives of those branches of the armed forces. And yeah, that's what they were called. But I think I'll stick to the originals, you know, these guys who have just played for you, because the music wasn't just music, and it was poetry, you know, poetry of our everyday lives, you know, peasant's life, the Indian's life. So telling you, informing you through music, how these people, you know, how our country feels or felt at the time. It's quite an old, it's 1970s music, this one that I just played for you. I hope you liked it. It's pretty good stuff. Voices, harmonies, it was all there, man, all there. And one more mention about this World Cup. Not just the World Cup, the new rules that are taking place in football, mainly football, because I don't know whether they've been changing things in other sports. For as long as the United States get involved, you know, always expect changes and changes, you know, to fit their needs, because they are the ones making changes all the time to fit their needs. The rules have been set out, the rules have been put on the table, and let's carry on with it. Let's go on with it. You know, everything was fine until the United States got more and more involvement in the rules of football. You know, and one of the rules, I don't know if they had anything to do with it. One of the rules was pathetically stupid. You know, when they play offside, they know the player is offside, that they let him run all the way to the goal, even score most of the time, celebrate, go all about, you know, and cheer the crowd. So, and then eventually the flag is lifted and is pronounced offside. What a waste of energy. What a waste of time. What a waste of, you know, what a waste of happiness, of cheerfulness, you know. The players are all there, celebrating and everything, and then suddenly, no, it's offside. What happened to the rules, you know, the old school rules, you know, that as soon as you were outside, the flag will go up and the play will stop straight away without you having to waste all your energy, you know? Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. I think they're changing. Oh, yeah, we have to protect the players. Yeah, protect the players. the dehydration time and all that stuff, you know, but and then you exploit the player by letting him run all the way to the sideline or to the area, score even, you know, and then eventually when they're celebrating, you tell them that he's offside. Come on, man. What's the matter new rules are killing the real football. As they used to call it, jogo bonito, the beautiful game. You know, that was created in Brazil, the jogo bonito. We play beautiful, play pass, boom, you know. And now the rules are changing to make it more commercial, because that's what it is. It's all to do with commercialism, you know. And the United States doesn't work anywhere in the world. No way, anywhere in the world. They are commercial capitalists. That's what capitalism does for you. That's what capitalism does to our tent city, people living in tents in the streets of California, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Philadelphia. Every city in the United States has got a tent city. Homelessness is going up, higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Well, the money that they've been sending to Zelensky to buy his drugs, mansions. Do you know Zelensky, the number of properties that he's got? How did he get them? He was a no one. He was the simple wannabe politician kind of guy, you know, in Ukraine. And now he's got mansions in the whole country of the United States, mansions everywhere. you know, and he earns a lot of bloody money, man. He's got a massive bank account, right? And then he collects for more money, you know, because his people are starving. These people are being shot at. People have no jobs. People are being bombed. What about these girls, you know, and these guys from the Ukraine that come to Wimbledon to play since the war started? You know, just been coming to play tennis, football the team. If they qualified, they would have gone to the United States too. You know, they go everywhere. Holidays, they go everywhere. Like the IDF. The IDF have been caught in Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, you know, on holiday. We're taking a break from killing. So what's this all about, you know? I'm talking about Zelensky, for example. You know, he gets so much money, you know, tax money from the United States, tax money from the UK, tax money from all the countries that are supporting the Ukraine against the Russians, you know. And the war still goes on. On and on and on and on. And then you go to a football stadium and you find Ukrainians there, you know, on holiday. Oh, yeah. You go to Mallorca, Ukrainians on holiday. You go to Monte Carlo, Ukrainians on holiday. You go to the casino Monte Carlo, Ukrainians playing, gambling, you know. So where is that all that desperation, all that mini donations that you keep asking on television, you know, to give to you to help these people? What about their own people helping their own people? I don't mind helping people, but come on, man. You know, you got your own brothers and sisters, you know, right there, you know, on holiday while you're asking for money to help your people. You know, come on. You know, what's the matter with you? Now the Zionists, you know, like beating up their own people to make them go into the army because they're running out of soldiers, man. What is that about? And the United States and the UK support that. Well, Starmer did. I don't know whether this fellow, whoever is going to take control, is going to carry on with it. Because I think it's a non-stop campaign, you know, that Zionism has set up to have on this planet. I think it's a campaign that everywhere is going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We can march, we can protest, I can talk out of my whatever, you know, on this radio station, on my radio show. I can condemn all this stuff, you know, and I can go in the street and we can do nothing about it. The people who can actually do something about it is the United Nations. It's NATO. If the Russians have been doing what the Zionists are doing to Palestine, can you imagine if the Russians started doing that to the Ukrainians and holding them, torturing them, you know, like doing the same thing, start killing their children and all this stuff? How many countries in the world do you think they will ally themselves and attack the Russians? I don't know. You tell me, you know, plenty. Because, you know, after 3 or 4 days after Russia went into Ukraine, they were banned, you know, from all international, global events, right? The Zionists have been doing this stuff since 1947. And nothing happened. The United States are bombing the hell out of Iran, Syria, Egypt, you know, all these countries, you know, Venezuela, they kidnapped the president, they took him to the United States. What else? They helped Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan. Then the Taliban and Al-Qaeda told them to F off, right? So now they're the biggest enemy. Oh, my God, it's just bad, you know? As soon as those two guys disappear out of the map, I don't know who's going to take over. Probably carry on with the same stuff. But it's just two characters, Netanyahu and Trump. They are the devil, they're evil, you know. Now, you change these guys, you put in two different evils. Same situation, two different evils. You know, nothing is going to change, man. So let's carry on with supporting, you know, Palestine and Palestinians, because that is a very, very bad thing, you know, and the genocide of the natives also in the United States when the colonizers arrived there, you know. Now the Jews are asking themselves, you know, are asking the world, you know, where do we go next? I think you should go to the United States. There's plenty land there, plenty land, plenty rivers, plenty welcoming by your your comrades, by your mates. Or come back to Europe, back to your roots, you know, to where you are from. Because you're not real Jewish. You're not real Jews, man. The real Jews are in Palestine, are in Lebanon, are in those locations, you know. And they've always been there. And the great majority don't even know where Europe is. And these so-called Jews from Europe turned up there, you know, and start telling them, you know, that the Arabs are bad people. The Arabs, they've been living with the Arabs, you know, forever and ever and ever, you know. And then till this bunch of arrogant, you know, warmongers, you know, delinquents, because they were all delinquents. They were all delinquents anyway. Why did they run away from Europe? Why? Tell me why. Because they were delinquents. If they stayed in Europe, they would have been tried in The Hague, in the tribunals, you know. So they escaped. They went to this location in the Middle East. And look what they're doing now. And now we got a boludo, un pendejo, pendejo, Milei, the president of Argentina. Even their supporters are regretting to have voted this guy. This guy is killing the whole country. He's killing every one of them. He's just wiping the whole country out of their laws and their rights. And that is called in Latin America, pendejo, un mercenario, un gusano. And that's what is called when you do stuff like Milei is doing right now. He's giving the country to the settlers. You know, the settlers are running away from Palestine because they know that their shit is going to hit the fan pretty soon. So they're going running away. That's what they're asking us. So where do we go now? And a great majority, a great number of them have been sent to Argentina. And they've been welcomed in Argentina. So the sooner Milei gets out of the power and gets out of the place, of the country, the safer Argentina should feel. Argentina is a Zionist country anyway. You know, a great majority of their supporters are Zionists, you know. They're only complaining against Milei because Milei is killing the all their rights and rules that they had there for the pensioners, for the children. He's going to stop the help to children with cancer. Can you believe that? He said there's not much point, you know, because cancer is eternal. It's permanent. And he said that. And people there listen to him. It's like the idiots in the United States listening to Trump and believing everything that Trump says. You don't know what Trump says. Oh, this COVID thing, you know, it's nothing. Just take some disinfectant, you know, from the kitchen and you'll kill that virus. Remember that? I don't know whether they haven't punished any people that died because of that. Because the idiots who believe everything that those two guys are saying, you know, you must be brainless, you know. You must have no much brain in your big head, in that corner there, in some corner in your head. There's a little bit of brain there that doesn't connect, you know. So, and you go along with it. Milei, for example, Milei, you know, is given land in Patagonia. Patagonia is supposed to be one of the protected areas, and nobody should live there because there are already people living there, the Welsh community living in part of Patagonia, Tierra del Fuego, you know, and they're settled down. These people are environmentally friendly. They look after the environment. They look after the animals. They look after the forest. They look after the trees. They look after the flowers. They look after the environment where they live, their habitat. What do they What do the settlers, Jewish settlers, do? What did they do when they went to Palestine? They cut down most of the olive trees, if not all. They killed the goats that were giving milk to the Palestinians. They killed their harvest that was keeping them going. They killed everything that these guys were using to survive. The Palestinians were using to survive because they want to wipe out the whole nation of Palestine. And what makes you think that ain't going to happen in Argentina or wherever these people go? Because these people, what are they here for? They're evil, they're satanic. I'm not saying the whole Jewish religion is the Zionists who are using the name Jewish in order to commit crime. So whenever you attack them, you criticize them, what do they say to you? How do they defend themselves? How do they defend themselves? Calling you anti-Semitist. No, my friends. I don't think people who criticize them, attack them, and condemn them, they are anti-Semitists. They are anti-Zionists. Because the Zionists are the ones who give them a bad name. It's like saying, oh, Labour Party, they're all crap, you know. No. Keir Starmer was individually accused of killing the Labour Party. But don't think that the Labour Party is dead yet. He tried to kill the Labour Party, but the Labour Party can survive because the Labour Party has got people who fight for what they believe in with their heart and soul. They don't just there because they want to have a high post and live with their pockets full of money. No. The Labour Party will survive. It will come back one day when they get the right leader. Let's hope that this guy, if he takes over the leadership of the Labour Party and becomes prime minister, this bottom, you know, I don't know whether he is the same. Or I think somebody's mentioned that he's a friend of the Zionists too. Well, my friends, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. You know, now we have to support the people in Palestine. You know, and people who are being put through a genocide everywhere in the world. You know, that is a terrible thing to happen. And what we have to stop. You know when they say, oh, you got to cut the roots of the bad herb and then the whole thing will collapse. We tried that, but it's not working. So let's go up straight to the top and get rid of the ones in the top, because the ones in the top, they are poisoning all the rest of the tree, all the rest of the plant, and the rest of humanity. Thank you.
pueblo escondido en la cima. Mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido. La sangre dentro de tus venas, soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta con frijoles. Soy Maradona contra Inglaterra, anotándote dos goles. Soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mi cordillera. Soy lo que me enseñó mi padre, el que no quiere a su patria, no quiere a su madre. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores, tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
Tengo los lagos, tengo los ríos, tengo mis dientes pa' cuando me sonrío, la nieve que maquilla mis montañas. Tengo el sol que me seca y la lluvia que me baña, un desierto embriagado con peyote, un trago de pulque para cantar con los coyotes, todo lo que necesito. Tengo a mis pulmones respirando azul clarito, la altura que sofoca. Soy las muelas de mi boca, mascando coca, el otoño con sus hojas desmayadas, los versos escritos bajo la noche estrellada, una viña repleta de uva, un cañaveral bajo el sol en Cuba. Soy el mar Caribe que vigila las casitas, haciendo rituales y agua bendita, el viento que peina mi cabello. Soy todos los santos que cuelgan de mi cuello, el jugo de mi lucha no es artificial, porque el abono de mi tierra es natural.
Tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor.
Siempre digo lo que pienso. 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 No quiero ser tu artista favorito. Tampoco me interesa representar a Puerto Rico. Para representar a mi país están los deportistas. Lo mío es soltar la lengua y que resbale por la pista. Yo tengo del respeto que no se compra con plata. Soy un tipo decente sin tener que usar corbata. Rimando con franqueza, soy todo un académico. Soy más polémico que Michael Jackson y su médico. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Mis letras groseras son más educadas que tu silencio. Se equivocaron un par de novatos en la escena, pero se disculparon, no hay ningún problema. Tirar con indirectas, eso no es cosa de hombres. El que me tire a mí tiene que mencionar mi nombre. Y cuando me mencionan rimando estupideces, los pongo a caminar en falda como los escoceses. Con un buen manejo del vocablo, rimando hay pocos caballos en el establo. Diablo, la envidia los bloquea. Tuvo que venir un rockero a darle clases de cómo se rapea. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Aquí no hay armas, yo me la juego inteligente. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Con dos palabras puedo tumbarte un par de dientes. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Cuando quiero decir algo lo digo de frente. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Dejar de hablar no combina con gente valiente. Baterista de pequeño, rapero cuando adulto. Por eso riman a tiempo todos mis insultos. A las mentalidades prehistóricas las capturo con grosería, luego las mato con retórica. Los problemas no se dan por sentado, y más cuando hay abuso de parte del Estado. Sería muy fácil para mí escribir un bolero o hacer un video rapeando encima de un velero con mujeres. Eres en pelotas acariciándome los huevos. Sacrificar mis ideales para venderte un disco nuevo. Si es así, mejor me quedo. No se puede escribir sobre el dolor cuando se escribe con miedo. Oye, conformarse y dejar de insistir es como ver a alguien ahogándose y dejarlo morir. No importa si me escucha una sola persona por esta vez. Cuando conecto a uno, conecto a 10. ¿Qué importa si no sueno en la radio de mi país? Tengo al mundo dando vueltas con las letras que escribí. Me censuraron por razones obvias, porque fui más honesto con ustedes que lo que fui con mi exnovia. Yo soy el que te recuerda cómo estamos de jodidos y que todos tus problemas pueden ser como los míos. Oye, yo soy todo lo que tú escondes. Soy el que está para ti, dime cómo, cuándo y dónde. Oye, siempre digo lo que pienso. Aquí no hay armas, yo me la juego inteligente. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Con dos palabras puedo tumbarte un par de dientes. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Cuando quiero decir algo lo digo de frente. Siempre digo lo que pienso. Hoy te va a conocer el mundo entero. Te voy a hacer famoso, pero por periquero. Alcalde drogadicto con cara de idiota. Ganarme esos Grammy fue como venirme en tu boca. Eres corrupto, tú lo sabes, yo no me chupo el dedo. Tienes cara de narcotraficante con miedo. Con el dinero de las regalías de esta canción, te prometo que te llevo a Cuba y te pago la rehabilitación. No me vengas a amenazar con la CIA. Yo también tengo amigos policías. Amigos en México, Colombia y Venezuela. Cuba, Argentina, y hablo con ellos todos los días. Tengo amigos que te han visto capeando el perico, la coca, hueliendo, olfateando. Pa' que no digan que esto es un montaje, yo te invito a hacernos la prueba de dopaje.
Amanecido nevando en París. que han pillado un alijo de coca. Capistis y acuario les toca el vinagre y la hiela.
Que aprobó el Parlamento Europeo una ley a favor de abolir el deseo.
Que falló la vacuna anticida.
Un golpe de Estado ha triunfado en la luna y movidas así.
Pero nada decía la prensa de hoy de esta sucia pasión, de este lunes marrón. De los senos sabor a cubata, de ronda tu piel.
Del olor a colonia barata, del amanecer.
Hoy amor, como siempre.
El diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti.
Hoy amor igual que ayer, como siempre.
El diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti,
ni de mí. Hoy dijo la radio que han hallado muerto al niño que yo fui.
Que han pagado un pasote de peras por una acuarela falsa de Dalí.
Que ha caído la bolsa en el cielo.
Que sigue la puta sin huelga al cielo en Moscú.
Que subió la marea, que fusila mañana Jesús de Judea.
Que creció el agujero de ozono. El hombre de hoy es el padre del mundo del año 3000.
Pero nada decía el programa de hoy de este eclipse de mar, de este salto mortal. Tanto bastín y tanto en la cinta del contestador.
De la mancha que deja el olvido a través del colchón.
Hoy amor, como siempre.
El diario no hablaba de ti. El diario no hablaba de ti.
Ni de mí.
Hoy amor igual que ayer, como siempre.
El diario no hablaba de ti. El diario no hablaba de ti. El diario no hablaba de ti.
Toma, toma, María.
Ni de mí. Hoy amor, como siempre.
Filho de paz de Moana.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of this show. I want to say thank you very much for listening to the program, and I hope that you guys are going to be with me again next week. And 5 till 7, yes. Well, good luck to the. As I said, you know, the prediction was that Portugal was going to win the World Cup. So we'll see it tonight. If they go through Spain, if they beat Spain, there's a great possibility that they might do it. Because Spain is the hardest team to beat, you know, in the World Cup. Okay, amigos, take care, love one another, and free Palestine.
Sino abrazarte para sentirlo. Y ya no tengo que esperar para saberlo. Cuando el amor es amor, es amor, es amor, es amor. Cuando el amor es amor, es amor, es amor, es amor. Somos dos, somos dos, somos dos. Y somos dos, somos dos, somos dos. Somos dos, somos dos, somos dos, somos dos, somos dos. Qué emoción, qué emoción, qué emoción. Ser parte de tu sonrisa y de tu alegría.
Y te da la...